Sioux Falls Storm open up their 15th season and the last season at the Sioux Falls Arena. They open up this Friday as Nebraska coming to Sioux Falls and joining us, the head coach, Curtis Riggs. Coach, you got 7 championship rings. Have you worn all 7 rings at all at one time?
No. I often get asked if I wear those around, and then plus, you know, we had the ones from USF.
8?
I've got a... Well, we'd be able to add. I'd be covering all my fingers counting those. All my rings they sit in a case that my family bought for me, and for I guess other people to come over and admire. But I rarely ever wear one of those. They're just so big and bulky, and it's too much glitz.
How much room do they leave in that showcase for another one?
Well, hopefully, we can either purchase another one, I assume, or try to squeeze another one in there somehow.
So do you bring them out when you're recruiting somebody and you really want to give them the sales pitch and you just kind of, oh, by the way, look at this. Look what we're doing here.
No, I never do. I don't even wear them when, if we have a player coming into town that we're trying to court maybe a little bit. I just rarely ever. Every once in a while when I go for a speaking engagement, I'll wear one of them. But usually they just sit in. I mean, people know. They know what we've done. And I don't feel like I have to show off a piece of hardware to try to brag about anything. So,
after going back-to-back-to-back, winning the championships, after that season was done last year, what was the top thing on your mind that you needed to accomplish before this season started?
To get my football academy going.
Which you have done tremendous, by the way.
Well,
I see a nice article in the Argus Leader already online about you and football and kids.
Yeah. Stu talked to me about, with my academy, I do a blog, and I frequently will talk about youth sports and roles of parents and coaches. And so Stu approached me about, doing something once a month with the Argus. And he goes, the financial gains are not what's going to attract you to this by any means. and I said, well, I looking at you, Stu, I clearly realize
that.
you are a Lions fan, but no, I thought it was a great time to be able to get our forum out on with the Argus, and I really appreciate them doing that. I think it'll be hopefully a positive thing that people can take away and get something out of.
Coach, we've asked this question about Chris Dixon. It's like, well, why keep coming back when you've accomplished everything that you could at this level? I want to ask it to you, being the head coach, with all these championships and all this success, what keeps you motivated? What keeps you coming back to coach this team year after year?
Well, that's a great question. I get asked quite a bit about why I keep doing it, and I tell people, well, when you find a job that you enjoy, that you love, when you've done it pretty well, I think, why would you step away from it? And, I think even the years, we had some tough years in there. Even those were some of the funnest years that we had. Every year is always a new challenge in some way. And I think that's the one thing. I have many other things going on. I really enjoy teaching at Roosevelt, and I really love the academy. But it's almost when I step on the field, it's kind of that sanctuary where I'm able to kind of release everything else and just go out. And that's kind of my playtime, I guess you could say. I have great players. I have a great owner, and I love the fans of Sioux Falls. They're just so passionate, and I love being a part of all that still.
Sioux Falls Storm open up the season against Nebraska at the arena Friday night. You got to get down to 24 players. How soon will that roster be down to 24?
Well, probably not till Wednesday. We're getting there. We're getting closer. We have to decide if we're in a position where we need to bring in a couple more guys that their agents have kind of been waiting to see if they're going to get in NFL camps, and it doesn't look like they're going to. So do we bring them in on a short notice and see if they're can make our roster, or do we stick with the guys we have and just cut down from what we have here? And the one deciding factor will be tonight's practice, and then tomorrow night we get a practice in the arena. And that'll really show us a lot of how these guys react playing within the walls, mm-hmm. which the preseason game gave us a lot, but it's still different when you step on the field at Sioux Falls.
You'll have 24 players. Is that like active roster? Are you able to keep extra players at all, like a practice squad? How will that work?
No, they made a change. The active roster is only 20 players get a suit, and 24 guys get to stay on the roster. So this is what's really tricky now about the game. You know, at one point it was 30 guys were on the roster and you suited 21. Then they dropped down to 25 guys and suited 21. Now it's suit 20 guys and you get to keep 24. If you have someone that goes down, you are immediately in emergency mode. I mean, you probably have a backup plan, but that backup plan is probably someone that plays another position. And so you have a short-term remedy, but your long-term remedy is probably trying to bring someone else in immediately. And that's what will be very tricky, and it'll be a tough situation for us, as many teams. And that's why I think going undefeated or you know, being a dominating team will factor more on team health more than anything else.
He's Curtis Riggs, head coach, Sioux Falls Storm, here on Sports Talk with Craig and Chris. So when you mentioned bringing guys in on shorter contracts, how are these contracts set up, Coach? Can you have like a 10-day contract like they do with the NBA, or do you have to have like a minimum number of games? What different lengths of contracts can you give players to get what you need?
Well, this is another really tricky factor because the league gives you no length of contracts. They have one standard contract. So if we bring someone in, we have to either place someone on IR, and you have short-term or long-term IR, or you have to cut someone because you can only have 24 guys. So as soon as someone is about to step on your practice field, they have to be a signed player, and they have to be one of your 24 signed players. And so if you bring someone else in, you're banking on they're going to be better than number 24. Mm-hmm. You're cutting that guy and bringing in the new player.
Talk about Nebraska. They're here on Friday night. Is Sewell still the quarterback for that team?
He is, yeah. They have the reigning MVP as their quarterback, and then they have the offensive MVP, or the rookie of the year, as their backup quarterback. Which
was that Maurice Avery?
No, Maurice Avery is their – what he does is he plays receiver and backup quarterback. But they have Kirby, the kid out of Chicago, which I don't think he'll suit because with the 20-man roster now, you can't afford to suit two true quarterbacks. You have to have a quarterback and then a quarterback and another position, and Maurice Avery fits that role really well for them.
Cody Kirby would be the other guy I think you're talking about.
Yep.
But Sewell is the guy. I assume he's got to be the one guy you have to stop on Friday.
Yes, I mean, he's such an imposing force. If people didn't get a chance to see him last year, you know, I mean, he's 6'4", 6'4 and a half, 230 pounds, and he's just solid muscle, and he is a cannon for an arm, and he can tuck and run. And the thing we were very effective with last year is we got pressure on him, and then we put a lot of big hits on him, and it took its toll to where in the fourth quarter you could see he was really laboring, and we took advantage of it.
Coach, folks can hear more about the Sioux Falls Storm beginning tomorrow and every Tuesday at 5:30, the season premiere of the Curtis Riggs Show right here on KWSN. We look forward to hearing more about it tomorrow, Coach, on the program.
All right. Hopefully I won't let people down. And of course, we'll have Rich Rossi, which always is what people are really listening for.
You're the greatest, Coach. Appreciate the time, man. Appreciate it.
All right, thanks, guys.
Yep, see ya. There he goes. Curtis Riggs, head coach of the Sioux Falls Storm. They're hosting the Nebraska Danger rematch of the championship.
You know, you could have just said, no, Coach, people are listening for you. You massaged that.
I know, massaged the coach. It should be a good one, but now every Tuesday at 5:30, you can hear all the news on the Sioux Falls Storm on the Curtis Riggs Show. It debuts tomorrow.